All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We need more culturally in tune podcast.
It's up. It's up there, podcast.
He can talk for 17 hours.
And I'm sure you won't run out of things.
Big Lou.
He's a good interviewer.
He's amazing. Oh.
Where the f*** did he learn this stuff? My brain is so focused.
Yo, welcome to another episode of It's Up There Podcast. You know the vibration is high. I'm Big Homie on everywhere, every city, every state. I appreciate everybody that's watching. Listen. If you need more content, you know where to meet me at. The Vibes is on Patreon. We got Discord. We got very high vibrations over there. That's where you talk to me. That's where when I go live, you get a chance to interact, send me things to speak about, react to. It's just a vibe. So come to patreon.com for the vibes. Today, man, we got somebody I really couldn't wait to speak to. You know, it's a lot of people in this game. Let me make sure I fuck this because this is popping and I don't like that. So hold on, give me a second.
All right. You're looking real attractive. You know, self-taught is attractive. Don't do it to them then. I told you, do it. Break their fucking neck. Step on them.
Better quit playing with this shit.
Step on them.
Yes, Lord. But in this culture, man, you know, I spread my wings and I speak to the people that's dynamic. You know, I think that today we got somebody that my audience will enjoy, and I think her audience will also enjoy this conversation. Today we got Ajna.
Yes, Ajna Sarai.
I appreciate that. What does the internet know you by?
Ajna Sarai.
Okay.
Yeah, they call me Queen Ajna. My community called me Queen Ajna. It wasn't me myself. They deemed me queen. So they referenced me as Queen Ajna. But it's a lot of new people. Like, a lot of people are finding their way here. So I'm Ajna Sarai, the Healing Place Dynasty.
Tell me why you call yourself that.
Why I was given the name Ajna Sarai after I had experienced some things and I went on a spiritual journey and I was given another name and life just...
And let's talk about the spiritual journey.
Girl. Life is a spiritual journey. Mm. Life is always a journey. You know, you live through it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's all kind of shit that be happening. So, like, what specific? Because I feel like I'm on my fourth life in this life.
So let's get to the first one.
Let's get to the fourth life in this life.
Yeah. Man. I mean, I want to know you because, you know, I think a lot of people see you talk online. And they don't know what's going on behind your eyeballs.
Because they
you know
don't need
saying?
To.
They don't need to know that?
No. Because, you know, familiarity breeds disrespect. Mm. So you can stay over there. You'll get what God allows me to share with you and the rest. It's just, if it's not yours, you ain't got to be mad about it. Because, you know, the Creator is generous through me. You'll get plenty.
Do you think that there's other young girls like you?
I think there's a world
may be,
of them.
Right. So how do they get the voice you got? Like, how do they get the courage to stand on that, whatever they believe in, or speak on the things they may have been through?
Just go through it. And as you go through it, whatever type of shit that you're growing through, because so many of us just go through things. And then you get the choice to grow through things. And the moment that you begin to grow through it, you realize that it's shit. And you get offended by it initially. But the more that you commune with the Creator, because there's fellowship and suffering, and the more that you get to know God and God gets to know itself through you, you realize that it's fertilizer. And you go from asking the Creator, like, why you let him shit on me, to just being grateful for your experiences. And then you grow through your shit. And through the process, you get a voice. And I don't know if yours will sound like mine's. So it won't be like this, but it'll be yours.
Right.
And, you know.
Have you always spoke out? Have you always been someone to voice your opinion?
It depends. Even in my youth, it just wasn't always convenient for me to have a voice. So the more mature that I got, the more that I wanted to use it because it was always powerful. People always repeated what I said. They always asked me to say things. They always wanted to have a conversation with me, even as a young, young girl. Adults would want to talk to me. And it had, you know, it's twofold because everything has a dark underbelly. But people have always wanted to hear from me. So I think that that's where the voice comes from. It's always been there. I don't think I've never not had it.
That's dope. I think that's dope to hear. And I believe that. With me, I watch you.
You watch me? Yeah. What you looking at?
I look at, you know, I try to receive the things that you place upon the universe.
Okay.
You know, I'm in Bluetooth mode. So for me, it's just important to get around those or just digest things from other people because I give so much.
I relate to
that. I pour so much out, you know.
What inspires you to pour it out like you pour it out?
I think they need me out there.
Yeah, but they can be so unworthy. So you still give it to them when they unworthy of it?
And they unworthy of it now because if I'm being honest, they don't pay me enough to do what I've done.
Say that then.
Right, what I've done to my reputation, right? What I've done to the visibility of myself.
Okay.
I've been overexposed by way of trying to give things to the culture.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They've now been able to identify me in places that I would have been unknown in.
Man, privacy is so much power. Like, for you to expose yourself to that capacity, and it's deeper than a bag, because you can get money in other ways and still keep yourself to yourself.
Yes.
So in the name of the culture, please allow me to extend my gratitude. We thank you for you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I think watching you, I see your last thing that I actually saw, you were speaking about mothers and sons.
Yeah.
That's a very, very heated topic.
It is.
Because oftentimes when I sit in the room by myself, I say that a mother doesn't have the tools to raise a son.
I can relate to that. Not raise up. I think that mothers, if I may.
Go ahead. No, that's what this is for.
Okay.
This is healthy building. Okay.
I would like for women to consider this. The mother's love is the foundation. And you may not be able to build the house, but you can set a hell of a foundation. You can make sure ain't no cracks in the foundation. You can make sure that no matter what the construct of the house becomes, and if it's a tornado that comes through and burns it, blows it up or blows it away, or a fire that burns it down, you can make sure that you set something in your sons that his foundation is sure. Like, I can lose this shit a million times and get it back a million times because my foundation. And that's what I think, that women underestimate our power of the foundation. So we go into areas that are not our expertise and we try to build the house. And it is it's the father that is the construction worker to that capacity, that builds the construct, that assists him with the social construct of the society as a man, specifically, exclusively, if he's a black man.
Right.
In America, it is the father that builds that, that does that construction work, but you are the foundation, and lean into that, like lean all the way into that.
I think, and that's what I think with the father, he has to teach him how to interface with the world, because as passionate as the mother is, as reasonable as she is, you know, as much as she's willing to do for him, sacrifice for him, I still think that it's like putting makeup on in a dim lit room. Mm. You see what I'm saying? The room is not lit enough for you to really know and see exactly what you're doing, but you know I'm doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got the same tools they say he need. They say he need to know how to survive. They say he need to know how to stand up for himself, be true to his word, be a man to the woman's in his life, to the women in his life. He need to be able to know. So I got these things in my toolbox as I approach my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to pour these things into him, but it's direction, it's interface that he has to know what to do with those tools when he get to the job site.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I worry about that.
Yeah.
You know, I think especially with black boys, I know the mothers want to give them a lot. You know, they want to give them everything they got.
And sometimes it's just from guilt. A lot of times it's from guilt. A lot of times, because of the way we've handled their fathers, we try to overlove them because we didn't experience the love that we wanted to experience by their father. So it's, you get your own mini version if you had that kind of relationship. Now, the dichotomy of that is this. Some mothers hate their sons because they hate their fathers. So it can work both ways. And imagine growing up in a home where you and your sibling have different fathers. And your mother resented your father, but she loved your brother's father. And she's not with either one of them. Neither one of them wanted her ass. For whatever reason, neither one of them, they're not together. So now we have sibling rivalry on a different level, because that causes an issue amongst brothers, because you treat the brother that you hate his father like you hate his son too. You look at his son with contempt and resentment. And the child's father that you still have love for or may still be in love with, you will handle that child differently. And some women say, well, I would never do that. Okay, I hear you clearly. I totally comprehend why that can be triggering for you. What I love for you to consider is this. Your children are your clearest mirror. If you're really ready to see yourself, just in case you find yourself in that predicament, ask your children, do they feel like you treat them differently? And if the one that feels like you treat them subpar, how do you feel about their father? That can be a personal algorithm that you run within yourself, just as a mother, keeping in mind you set the foundation. So even
how do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
And if you have something that you need to grow through and work through because you have resentment through your children for your experiences with their fathers.
And that's why I think when we talk about, you know, the woman raising the boy, is those emotional triggers are still very much uncontrollable in a lot of instances.
Right.
And so when you lead with that, right, you can get off the phone with the father and now look at the son and see him through the sun and say some things based out of emotion that you apologize
and
for.
And you can't unsay that shit.
It's your 15th time apologizing for that. Mm. You done brought him in the room and said, I shouldn't have said that to you. I'm sorry about that. I overreacted. Your father pissing me off.
So, dear King, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
For the women that may find themselves in that predicament and they're losing their sons, And you don't even realize as a mother that you're losing your son, especially if he's in the other room.
Right.
You don't realize how far he can be away from you in the prison of your house and the resentment of your rules because he's in the other room. You think he's close, but he's far because he heard what you said about his daddy. Mm. And now growing into manhood, he has a different perspective of his father. And he sees you in a way that you refuse to see yourself. So if there's a woman out there that is desiring to see herself so that she can be better and change herself, what recommendation would you love for her to consider on approaching a son, if there's even anything that she can do at this point?
Well, first, I would probably tell her that you cannot build a skyscraper on sand.
Okay.
So as you spoke to foundation, you got to be gentle in the words, because again, the same way you can breathe life, you can destroy life.
Yes.
You know, the woman can breathe life into a son. She can damn near make him delusional with the kind of love she can possess and give to him. She can make him believe he may be capable of things that he never saw done, period. But she can also tear him down, because as he looks at her for that love and that building up that she sometimes exhibits, right? It skews the relationship with those downsides.
Yeah.
Because now when you show me that, I believe that now somebody faking, somebody lying, you don't love me, like something's going on. And yes. I don't know, man. I think for a woman in that position, she gotta be gentle with her words. Man.
Okay. So not just gentle, if I would add something.
Yes, please.
Authentic. So men feel things that you don't think that they feel, just because they didn't respond the way that you would respond from feeling it. And there is an epidemic, a pandemic of men that be in a different type of feeling. They feel differently. This is not for y'all. This is for real niggas only. We only talking to the real ones. This is the real ones. Facts. Under the sound of my voice.
Facts.
The real ones under the sound of my voice. You'll know it because you will feel it in you. I'm talking to you, those of you who stand on it.
Yes.
Even when you want to do something else, even when it would be easier to be a fuck nigga, you just stand on it and you eat that. I'm talking to you.
Yes, Lord.
We need y'all. And this is for you. So, Kings, if you are dealing with resentment against your mothers, I would love for you to consider this. We know we be having it fucked up at times, and we don't know what to do about it. So I would love for you, if the opportunity unveils itself, just tell her what she can do about it. Because sometimes we don't know how to be of service as mothers after we've made a mess of our sons. So, for example, I have a son in his 20s. And we've navigated through a really rough spot. And now he's like letting me in and having grace for me. Grace in areas where I didn't even know that I needed it, until he explained himself to me as a man. And this is a bar that he dropped on me, and it crushed me, but I needed that, because it put me back on the potter's wheel to be made over again as a woman. It changed my entire approach to men holistically. And my son told me this when he was 17 years old. He said, if you really loved me the way that you said you loved me, you would have taught me how to survive in the situations that you were afraid of killing me, instead of protecting me and not teaching me how to protect myself. And that is what happens when mothers think that they can raise men. We don't teach them how to protect themselves the way that a man teaches a man how to protect himself. What we do is we coddle them, and we become this wall of security that come crashing down when they get to smelling theyself and they in their 18s and 19s, and now he can't live in your house no more. And you send him out into the world unprotected, and that's why he resents you.
Facts. Because it indirectly disrupts their understanding.
Yes.
You love them so much.
The birth of a villain story. Like, that's the birth of a villain story. You know how a lot of villains have complex relationships with mommy?
Yes.
And it's like, because I love to hate her, I know that she only did it because she loved me.
Yes.
But if she really loved me, you would have taught me how to protect myself. Instead, you stood
kept me away from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can't do that to
and,
a man.
And because it's gonna be things, and that's what I mean. You, like the tools that, because that's maybe that works for a woman.
Yeah,
maybe that worked for the woman her whole life.
Well, because as a woman, that's the thing that many of us are taught to do: get somewhere safe and sit down. That don't work for a man, and a lot of women don't realize men do not think like us. We do not think like them. I don't care how many dresses that you put on, whatever you call yourself, if you are a her or a them, if you don't have a name, if you were born genetically male, I'm telling you right now, you still think different from a genetically born woman.
Facts.
And this is not to offend you. This is just to let the women know the depth of it. Even your friend that's gay that seems to be your dream goals, because that's what a lot of these bodies look like. They look like them bodies that, you know, like trans bodies. That's what all the bodies look like. Remember back in the day, like a motherfucker used to be so bad that they either had to be genetic or it had to be like, are you even are you real?
Right.
That would be like when a man used to ask, are you real? That's basically what he asking, because this shit too good to be true. Did you grow it? Did you home? Are you real? Because if you're real, come on over here. I need to see something.
Right.
So all the bodies look the same. And that's what they look like from what I remember. But back to the subject at hand. Women, we do not think like men. And there is nothing that we can do to make a man think like us. And holding men hostage in situations and being stuck in circumstances because you want to keep reliving situations that he don't agree with because he don't think like you, like, you got to love it or let it go.
Right. And respect process, right? Respect procedure.
Tell me more about procedure.
Because, you know, you would teach your son to zig when he should have zagged.
Ooh.
You know, and these things are put him in, place him in direct opposition of successful stories. You see what I'm saying? And when you place him there, man, you'll start to be bitter with yourself. That's why boys like to show mama I done it. I made it, mama. Because she posed so much. She is distracting. So much love for a boy to hold him against going through certain things. Hold him against, like, hard times create men. We got too many coddled men now, I think. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they click up and they run together. It'd be 20 or 30 of them.
It'd be a lot of them.
Yeah, like, and that you, make one of them.
Yeah.
That's one. That's granddad in them. That's one of granddad in
Let
them.
Me tell you something. There was 12 of them and get 10 for free. It still ain't a whole one. Because I synced them.
Yeah. what were you talking about when I seen you on your gram about your son or something? What were you talking about there? Was it?
And he just allowed me the opportunity to just, you know, be of support. So I listened to him tell me where he feels like I got it fucked up without interrupting him. Without telling him why.
How old is he?
Or making excuses. 22.
So sometimes, let's talk about this, because I think this is a good area. Sometimes I think the women allow the little boys a little too much of that freedom of
speech.
Press. Yeah. Them little niggas got freedom of press now.
You know what? You sound like my 13-year-old's father.
Yeah, I don't. It's
he
like.
He said, you let him talk too much. You let him get too many words in with you.
What is that about?
Because he's a person.
He's a damn show a person.
Yeah, like they're my sons, not my slaves.
Nah, not slaves, but he ain't.
And they 8 years apart.
He don't know enough to consider things. He don't know enough to consider things right now.
Oh, okay. Go on and tell me. Go on, put it on me then.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, how I'm going to let the assistant coach call the play?
He's a person.
Called the play, though. Sometimes the mother allow them little niggas to be involved in decision making.
I do allow him to be involved.
Say, little nigga, reasons. What?
I do.
So help me understand that it's assistant
daddy,
coach.
His daddy be on my row about that.
That's what I'm
his
saying.
His father does.
He's supposed to be on your bumper about that. Help me understand the thinking behind it. Because it's people I want to know.
Because he's a person. Like, he's a
so
real person.
So can any person be involved in your decision-making process?
Absolutely not.
So what makes this uninformed person?
Because he's not any person.
But he's uninformed. You got to make decisions with your emotions absent of the decision-making.
Okay, I received that.
So if he's uninformed. informed.
Of to what capacity?
Okay, so let's framework this.
Okay,
what we were speaking about was these little guys are making decisions about things that can interrupt life, that can alter life, like certain decision making, not something like what we eating tonight, what kind of shoes he want to wear.
Oh, shit. That's the only decisions I include. What kind of decisions you talking about?
Okay, so now.
Oh, you want some different decisions.
Yeah, so let's talk about this.
Alternate choice.
Yeah, so some people will allow these little boys to be, all right, let's play a scenario game. Son is at school.
Mm-hmm.
Say he's caught with a vape pen.
Okay.
Or one of them, because this is a thing now, these weed smoking pens for the little boys. There's something going on.
You know what? My 21-year-old, he vape I told him you're addicted to this and like this.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open air zoo when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm concerned about you.
Yes.
This is a concern.
This is their thing now. Like, our thing was blunts.
He be vaping. Like, he be in different colors and flavors. I'm like, this shit gonna, like, are you gonna cough and be a dragon? Like, right. What the fuck gonna come
now,
out your mouth?
Here's the key. This shit is in public schools now, middle schools. So now, because I try to help little boys, I'm finding out that they having vape pens at 13, 14, 15, 16. So they're encountering these things, and I'm saying, damn.
This is information.
Yeah, nah, it's going down. Like, I'm talking about one little nigga was taking me to a place where I went in there and snapped on the man at the store.
For selling it to him?
Yeah.
Straight like that?
Where they were coming from out of school, being able to go into a store.
We need that.
And buy this shit, homeboy.
Yeah, we...
Little bitty kids. He know they children. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, I wanted to... You know, but he would have... He played police. He played police games with me when he was doing it because they know I refused to play police. You know what I'm saying?
But how you feel about that?
It's disrespectful.
Word.
And it's a debt to be paid for that.
Yeah.
And everything has a response. And there's a process to get there. Yes. And we'll make sure that's handled. But there's something to be said about the atmosphere, right, that these young boys are in.
Because there's, like you said, there's very few real ones. Like, because a real one, to think that you were the first real one after all this time, how long has it been that he's been behaving that way with our youth, with the youth, period?
Crazy.
And it took all of this time for you to finally show up and do something about it. That's why we need you. That's why you're a necessity. You essential, baby.
That shit was crazy. Now, okay, so kid get caught with a vape at school. He come home. My thing is, now let's say you found a few vapes at the house before. So you kind of thinking about, damn, the little nigga vaping. He might be vaping. Now school call you.
That's a lot. That's a big stretch because it can't get that far with me.
How come it can't?
Because.
Getting them through school. You don't know he getting them.
No, I'm at the school. I'm at you. I'm at the school. I'm one of them.
Right, but I'm telling you, this shit is becoming a big...
So what's your hypothetical? Because I can't relate to it, but I want you to say it anyway. Because somebody out there may be.
Right, and that's... I'm glad you clarified that so there's no misunderstanding on your pimping, right? I'm so glad. But so let's just... Say a problem happens at school, right?
All right.
And you identify that may be something my son has done.
Okay.
Let's not even say vape, but that's something he may have done. Some mothers will allow him, knowing he in the wrong, would allow him to go back and forth with them in that scenario. And
to contend his... it's not a conversation.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
So see, we don't have that many words. But in the event that you're feeling something, I always encourage my sons to express what is going on inside of you. What is going on in your head? What are these thoughts? Where do you feel like this thought came from? When did you first begin to think that way? What's happening that you're processing to this capacity? We have those type of conversations, but I don't like stupid shit.
Right. Do you think it's convenient for them to always be going through something when you know, hey, I got feelings when I'm in trouble, right? I tend to find, like, little boys, you know what I found out?
Tell me.
As I've been trying to help young men, I find out the first person they do wrong is their mother. That's the first person they learn to lie to. They learn to run game on. They tend to learn, before they even find a girl out here to run some shit on, they've been done tricked mama a million times at the house. They smoking out the window. They playing the game when they ain't posed to. They doing this when they sneaking out. Whatever it may be, they learn to finesse mama a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much love attached with mama, she damn near blind.
Mm-hmm.
The world ain't blind to your bullshit.
That's a fact.
And so when they step outside of that, that's when they bump their head on the bullshit. But what I was saying was that I find it that they're able to trick their mothers.
Yeah.
And so sometimes the mom has an unrealistic opinion on things that their son may do. Even one time I went and got a girl son out of jail. We sitting into the in the courthouse and the judge is talking. And he's been caught with a gun in his waistband. You know, him and a dude walking. The dude got the clip. He got the gun. Police come. He got the gun. And he just frees up. They take the gun, take him. I try to come help get him out.
Where?
She's down there. The mother is getting up there and she's saying that it was the other guy fault, and it was really what he was doing, and she couldn't accept the fact that my son made a head.
That's guilt.
Mm.
Because, you know, unfortunately, it's hard to see yourself. And I say, and it's offensive to a lot of women, and I don't say it to offend you, but if you come to offense, jump over it, bitch.
Mm.
But I want you to know this. The reason why I say single mothers can be fuckboy factories is because you don't see what you're doing while you are laying the foundation because you're too busy trying to build the home.
Mm.
And the foundation is fucked up. So at his core, he'll be out here emotional trolling on the internet, talking about women saying the most terrible things that you could ever think, and you would never realize that that's you, that's your son, you raised him. I don't know why he like that, because you like that, because that's who you are. And you don't realize that your son is acting like you. And until you get him around some real men, he won't do anything but what he see. So he act like a bitch like you.
Yes.
So get him around some men. And if you don't receive that he needs a man because you convinced yourself that you don't need a man, when in all actuality, you do need a man, because if you have a real one by your side, you wouldn't feel like you don't need one because you know the benefit of having one. So we go through that, which is a whole nother, you know.
Yeah, I want to talk about that
too. A whole
nother
other.
Yeah, yeah.
But oftentimes, if you refuse to see yourself because you have to admit that you raised him, and because you will never admit, for whatever reason, that you raised him that way and that is who he is, you deny that that's who he is. It's guilt.
Right.
Because what, nobody around but you.
Mm.
His daddy wasn't there. It was you. You were there. You were the primary focus. And not to say that there can't be outside influences.
Yes.
Because that can be a factor, you know. The people that you click up with in those types of situations, but we're talking about the foundation.
Right.
The core of it. And at your core, you a bitch.
Just like your mama. You just
like your mama.
Just like your
mama.
Yeah, you just like your mama. You're emotionally reactive, you know. And sometimes, man, it's so rough. It's rough on little niggas because that's how they come up under. And she can't, she's a mess, man.
Sometimes we do be a mess, and welcome to the Healing Place Dynasty, because that's what I do. Because life can mess you up.
It sure can.
Because me personally, men have been finding me attractive since the age of 5.
Mm.
That was the first time that a man told me I was sexy.
That's
5 years old.
That's dangerous.
From the age of 5 to 13, people took me from myself. Life can fuck you up. It can mess you up. And if you don't unfuck yourself, you're going to fuck them children up, specifically them boys being a mother. I don't believe that absent fathers can do as much damage as an unhealthy present mother. I don't believe it.
Me neither.
I don't believe it. We can run the algorithm on it. Y'all can bring me back all the data. Y'all can scratch the internet and sniff and sound and find whatever bites, sound bites. But listen, a present mother in the life of her son that is unhealthy is way worse than him not having a dad or even seeing the wrong kind of man. Just put him in front of a man so that he know the kind of man he don't want to be.
And also women, people, children are impressionable. And so you can pass off an attitude. You can pass off a spirit. You know, and a lot of times we hand off this negative spirit.
It's resentment. It's resentment unresolved. And a lot of times you don't even realize that you become resentful because you convinced yourself that you've moved on. But this is how you know if you resent, this is how you calculate if you have any resentment stored in your temple, in your physical body. When you hear that person's name, where do you feel it at? That's stage one. Two, do you want your lick back?
Mm.
If you are still in a stage where you want your lick back, you have stored some resentment. And this don't mean let motherfuckers do whatever to you. However, I'm not saying give them a license to do anything to you. I'm not saying let nobody get away with nothing. This is what I'm saying. If you want your lick back and you haven't gotten your lick back yet, and it's been a dated experience, like some time has went by, you have built resentment. And it does something to the body when we store these emotions in the body unacknowledged and unresolved. Yes. So when we talk about passing spirits, you can have that spirit of resentment against something that his father did. Raise him to be as emotional as the response you had the day his daddy did it. Realize that he is just like his father because you can't get it out of him because that's in him. And then resent him and send him out into the world, resented by his mother and the laughing stock of the rest of the bitch ass niggas abounding in the population.
Right. When you're helping women and you
healing. It be everybody though.
Right. When you're healing though. And I'm specifically asking for your perspective on the women's side, because this conversation I want to have is that I want to dance with the dynamics of these things.
Okay, let's dance. You know what I'm saying? You're going to dance with me?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I can move, bust a move. You know what I'm saying? Not often, you know, not often. But what do you find has women broken? What mostly are the components that you see amongst women that has caused for them to find themselves in the broken pieces?
Because most of the time, what I've noticed, specifically when women have been, like, tainted, when something then got in you, and it's in you now, and until you get it out of you, it's in you, you know, until you acknowledge it, it's in you, it's parental relationships. And that also just works for people. Like, that's why I said it's a people thing, because a lot of men find me a safe space, and I appreciate y'all for trusting me. Thank you, Kings, for trusting me.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I hold your secrets. It's between me and you and God. I'ma lay down with it.
Facts.
When it's over, when I'ma die with your secrets, baby. I'ma die with y'all's secrets. Thank you for trusting me.
And that spirit need to be passed down. They passing all this other shit down. They need to pass that down.
You yeah, it's a lot of men that get at me and they bare their hearts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Their souls, and I get everything, you know, I get everything. Like a lot of my clients, some of them are hustlers, some of them are, you know, multimillionaires, businessmen, some of them drive the school bus, some of them janitors. Like men collectively seek me out as a safe space, and I'm grateful to hold space for them. I don't take it for granted, and I'm gonna die with y'all secrets. I mean that. But I get everything in calls. I've gotten HIV confessions, confessions of infidelity and high profile marriages, motherfucking murder confessions. You'll be surprised what people say when they feel safe enough to say it out loud. Like when it be on them and they got to get it off of them. So it's parental relationships for men and women.
So
how you were raised, who raised you, if they were there, if they weren't there, how it happened.
What about the good girl gone bad?
Very few good girls go bad. It's already in them. It's just a situation that grows it. That shit. If it ain't
the
in
city, you, it'll turn you to a monster, though.
It will.
The game will turn you to a monster. The pathway. That's why it's important, you know, to protect your daughter's interest in a pathway. Is because, man, you can raise her right and just send her down the wrong road.
It's all about introductions, but when a person's interest is peaked, it can be peaked very young, or it can be peaked later in life. No matter when your interest gets piqued, but it's already in you that it'll pique your interest, is what I'm saying. Like, it's already in you. So if you're not interested in it, you won't be interested in it.
Well, I don't know. What about when you're introduced to it? Because it's hard to be interested in the things
I've been
you're
around
not introduced
so much
to.
Blow in my motherfucking life. I ain't never snorted no line.
Me neither. But that's blow. And that's, we have a resentment for that as hustlers. As a hustler, I got a resentment of doing blow, of doing certain things. It just don't match the outfit. It don't match the ambiance.
So that's what I'm saying, because it ain't in you.
Yeah, but this is a little different.
Tell me more.
Now, particularly with me being a dope dealer most of my entire life, scenarios are important and atmosphere is important. I've saw people fall victim to cocaine because of the atmosphere, right? And then what happens is people think they chasing that high, but they chasing that night. Mm-hmm. It was a whole package deal. Like it was two women there and it was this, and I snorted it off her titties and da da da. There's a thing happening, and that is when you get that peaked interest, and the cocaine is just involved in that. So it wasn't cocaine that necessarily caused you to do that.
Okay.
Is that environment, is that atmosphere. And I think sometimes it can be that. I think the city can turn you to a monster.
I think the situation that you were in mentally that even allowed you to be at the party that they was doing it like that is what the root of it is. Not necessarily.
What if you're born in L.A.?
What if you're born in L.A.?
So you're born in L.A., you're a content creator, someone like yourself, you've been invited somewhere. You don't know that it's...
And even before you're...
And even, as a man, too.
And even when you're offered things, there has to be something that triggers decision-making in your mind before
you're money.
Okay.
Status, social status for a lot of people.
So for what reason? So what? For what reason does poverty haunt you to the capacity that you would be willing to make this decision to get some bread?
You ain't need, this is what I'm telling you. You don't know until you there that decision is even in the pot. That's what I'm saying. Cocaine, in particular in this industry.
It's something else. And this is
so you could be invited to a party.
Yes, I've been invited to a lot of parties.
Right, so let's say
I'm the life of the fucking party.
Yeah, shout out to the party. Right, so we go to the party. Now, you don't know that there's a door in the party with some shit going on behind that door. You don't
That's
even notice.
That's facts.
Now, You don't know until you being brought behind that door. Now, okay. It's all about who bring you behind that door.
And it's all about your personal esteem of self if you stay.
That's facts.
So if it's in you, it's in you. So if your self-esteem low, it was low before you got to the party.
But we saw opportunity make people do some strange things.
Because opportunity can make you do some strange things if you got low self-esteem, ho nigga.
You believe that?
I believe that.
So I do too. So we see women, in particular women, we see them kind of bending their morals to the money.
Yes. Cause it ain't about the money. It's about what you think is going to come with the money. For me, I have a history of dating hustlers. It was for the protection. The money just came with it. And because I've always wanted to be trusted, I've always been the type that they can smell it on me. So they know, okay, yeah. But it was for a different reason. It wasn't for the money. The money was the byproduct of it. Every time that I dated somebody that didn't have that energy, I've lived to regret it.
So you like the vibration?
It's an energy. I can smell it. Which is the reason why you was able to get this interview.
Right.
I could smell it on you. I said, okay, all right.
Yeah, one of them men.
Yeah, I smelt it on you.
I could appreciate that. And I thank you for coming.
Because I blew your ass off at first.
Yeah,
and you hit me back. I said, yeah, I can smell that on you.
I appreciate
you. Here
you.
I come. I'm on my way. Here I come.
I appreciate that. And you one of them ones. But I want to build on this some more. So I do think. That's just rough for me to accept, man.
Why?
That you're thinking that
it's in you. It ain't got in you.
Turn you to a.
Mm-mm. Can't nobody make you be something that you not.
Nah, I ain't.
If it ain't in you, it ain't in you. Think about it. Think about how many positions you've been in, how many situations in your life you've been in where you could have been a whole ass nigga.
Right, but I take myself to be one on one.
I'm telling you. They
not one of one, but one in one of one category.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it ain't a lot of
categories. That's the only category that matters.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, for those guys in that category, but by me operating in the streets all my life, man, I done saw niggas I grew up with, man, that I knew was hustlers. Them niggas taught me how to hustle.
Mm.
Them niggas fell victim to that shit, man.
Because it's in you.
When it was all over.
Because here's the thing.
Do you maintain as this when you saying you really that?
It's not that you're really that. It's you knowing how to identify the warning signs so that you don't become that over there.
Look at Franklin and Snowfall.
And what happened? Resentment. Unforgiveness. Pettiness. Hate. Vengeance. You see what I'm saying? When that shit get in you, when life crack you up, if you don't go get your healing, anything can seep through the cracks.
Yeah.
Anything can seep through the cracks. So now, because your foundation is cracked, being raised by your mama, you got a cracks in the foundation.
Yeah.
Now you disloyal. Now you're going to do some whole shit.
Now here's the thing, right?
Because you grew up watching your mama do some whole shit, and because she don't admit that she do that whole shit, now she raised a whole ass nigga.
Right,
because
she justifying it through you. Now, here's the thing, though, right?
And my baby ain't never hurt nobody, but right. He still got smoked at Bay's party.
Mm.
Eazy-E said that shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's gangster. And that's real life. That's real life. But here's the thing I'm saying. What you find in people, and they're broken. A lot of people being broken in this world, right?
I wouldn't call them, like, broken. I wouldn't. And here's the thing. Life will break you. But just because you got some, and just because you dinged up, just because you banged up, just because you got some, you know, you got a few wounds and shit, that don't mean that you broken. That don't mean that you're beyond repair.
Broken and beyond repair is two different things.
Okay.
Right? Now, if you say that life can break you, by definition, you're broken.
Okay, life can break you.
So by definition.
But everybody that's injured ain't broken.
Nuh-uh. Injured is a different thing.
Okay, so you're talking specifically to the broken.
Right. Saying that life can break you.
Life can break you.
And I know for sure it can break.
Life can break you down like a lawn chair, like a car table.
So that speaks to your foundation that was once solid.
Mm-hmm.
But life has creeped in and broken you.
And now you got some choices to make.
And now these things seep through. That foundation that once was so solid, and now you find comfort in that one night on that coke in L.A.
That's dangerous.
I know it's dangerous, but you chasing that foundation you once had.
I understand.
Right? And so it ain't that's who you are. You just searching for that place you used to sit in.
And that's why you got to check yourself. Are you going to become just like them? See, that's the shit that's cracking you up. Now, why is cracking you up? Because you, for whatever reason that you got fucked up, if you don't choose to unfuck yourself, now you about to be packing all kind of shit in your cracks instead of going in and doing the work.
How do you unfuck yourself?
You got to see yourself.
How do you see yourself?
Get honest. You got to base your truth off the facts and not your feelings. There are two truths. There's your personal truth, and there are the fucking facts. And a lot of people live life from their personal truth that's based on their feelings. And you can manifest a lot of shit from your feelings. You can live in an illusion, be a delusional person that exists in life every day from the shit that you feel. And ain't none of that shit based on fact. But if you can marry yourself to yourself in honesty, and your truth begins to align with the facts, you can unfuck yourself. But that's hard because you got to see yourself. You got to be able to look at you. And instead of attacking whoever or whatever showed you yourself, you got to be willing to take that shit and say,
what was that moment for you? Let's make this practical.
I had that moment all the time. I had that moment when my head of security came and got me from taking so much no care of myself in massive amounts that I was sitting in the dark, stressed the fuck out, only doing just enough to keep my head afloat. Because I didn't want to see where I'm my problem because so many other things were happening to me. Like, God, why you let them lie on me? Why you let them attack me like this? Why you let them shit on me? Instead of growing through the shit like it's fertilizer, you need that. To get to where you're going, you're going to have to experience every motherfucking emotion and stay solid. And if you don't stay solid, I won't move you to the next level. So will you see yourself or will you be swallowed up in the crack of this brokenness?
But it's a natural feeling. And I think that these are the tools that people can use, is that when you have to understand it, it's natural for you to feel certain things.
Yes. And that's why we do classes. I host the class where I do healing bundle classes. I host classes every Sunday and Wednesday. Healing bundles. When you talk about the classes, we study three different books and we go over the material together. What are the books? We talk about personal development, spiritual development, financial development, and we work it every day. Like, you get homework where you have to stay accountable in an environment where people don't give a fuck about how you showed up as long as you want to be better. So we're not judging where you cracked at, because I got my own shit going on. I tell the Healing Place Dynasty, I can't do it for you, but I'll do it with you. Because you're going to do yours and I'm going to do mine. And I know it's hard, but we're going to do the hard parts together. Because this shit hard. What's hard? Seeing yourself. Because after you see you, you can't deny you. And then once you accept it, you can change it. But many people reject themselves. That's not me. I don't do that. Bitch, you do that every day. You do it twice a day. You did it to all of your children. You do it to your friends. You do it to your partners. This is the shit you do. You like everything that you don't like. That's why you don't like yourself. But you out here pretending that you love you so much.
Right. And that's the trick. But see, some women I've dealt with is because, you know, I chase my goals and I'm successful, that they try to use that against me.
That's intimidating.
Yeah, it's a very weird.
Because if you're dealing with a woman that cannot be of a genuine benefit to you, she's going to always feel out of place. She always will, because she like, well, where do I fit in aside from a fun time? And you can get a fun time wherever you go.
Yes.
And then once you start crunching numbers, once the hustlers start crunching numbers, a fun time just becomes a liability. So I don't miss fun that much.
Right.
So I see you when I see you fun time, because I'm the little whatever I was going to spend on you, I'm about to buy this motherfucking equipment, bitch. Right. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
So if she doesn't, if she can't integrate herself and become an asset, then she will always feel like it's a problem. And instead of her admitting that she has nothing to add that's beneficial to you, not saying that she don't have something beneficial, it just what she got, you don't need. So she got to go where she's needed at. And women become resentful because they stay where they're not needed at. Go where a motherfucker needs you at, because I don't need you here.
Right. In that capacity, that's not.
That's what I don't need you for. Yeah. And you want me to need you for some shit that I don't need you
right.
for?
Right. Yeah, and then my focuses ain't on that. But it's weird because they weaponizing, especially with social media, there's words that's being weaponized. There's
Tell
terms.
Me about some of them words.
Pete, like, what's the word all the girls use now? Narcissist, that's one.
They be calling you a narcissist.
I've been called that before.
I can see that on you. It's all right. I love them. Go on, hustler. You got to listen. Listen, you got to work through your shit. I can see it, though. Because you wouldn't get to where you are without it. You need some of it. And here's the thing. Just because you have narcissistic tendencies, that doesn't make you a narcissist. Every healthy, successful person has extreme narcissistic tendencies at times. That is the way that you protect yourself.
Facts.
However, if you are a narcissist and you are manipulating people and you don't have good intentions for people and you are out here mishandling people, you need to sit down with somebody.
Yeah, and that's what I don't get, because it be the people that's using me that's weaponizing narcissists.
Well, here's the this about that, too. It doesn't matter how much I try to communicate with you if I don't speak your language.
Right.
And it's going to be a very challenging feat for a certain type of woman to speak your language, because you're way over there somewhere. And she's over here having to offer what she has to offer, which may not be what you need. And she's doing her best to communicate, but doesn't speak the language. So instead of learning the language, because sometimes women be lazy like that, we won't learn the language. Me, I've specialized in learning the language. I want to see where I fit.
Right.
So when I observe a man, I observe a man from the perspective of, what can I make better?
And that's the beautiful thing.
Like, where do I fit? Where do I fit? Like, what can I do?
They weaponize those words.
Yeah.
And then they know I'm emotionally attached to the people I care for. And so when they say things.
Are you a narcissist?
No.
Why? What makes you say you're not?
Because I care too much about the people that I care about.
You know, narcissistic is a real psychological classification. People be out here slinging that
shit
around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it's like bipolar or schizophrenia. Yeah. Like, that's a real
classification. And that's what I'm looking at it as. Like, the real definition.
It's a real classification.
Yeah, so I'm talking about the real definition of it, not the social media. I'm talking about.
Because social media will diagnose you.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is I care too much about the people. A narcissist, to me, right, and I could be off with this, but I care too much about the people that I care about.
Okay.
Like, I don't mishandle people. I hate to mishandle anything.
Well, I believe, like, with narcissism specifically, it's directly correlated to your tendencies. If you find yourself, like, having bad intentions, and how you know you have bad intentions is, do you do stuff to hurt people?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do you find yourself doing shit because you knew that would hurt?
Yeah, that's
like
stupid.
I did it because I knew you was gonna feel it.
Who does that?
The
universe don't respect that.
It don't.
That's what I'm saying. The universe ain't respecting no. That's some bullshit. That's some little boy petty fuck.
But that's some
whole
ass nigga shit.
Yeah, that's not who's doing that. So now here's also what I get.
Tell me.
Controlling.
But I like that. And this is why I like controlling.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
today.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.